Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings the first day. It's in Chicago this year for the first time since 2009, and the first person I run into is my friend Donato Grosser. Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing very fine and very pleased to be. You are the first person I met.
they haven't even cut the ribbon yet. Most people know, Donato, you have a consulting business. You focus on the ceramic tile business.
Yes, I've been consulting for the Italian Ceramic Tile Association since 1980. I'm probably the oldest person in the business by now.
We just want to throw out real quickly, we did a leadership interview in the Marsh issue, and for those people who haven't read it, you get to know a little bit more about Donato. And the fact, Donato, that you were instrumental in starting a trade show that ultimately became this show, right?
Yes, well, there were strategic situations in the 1980s. The Italians decided to start an independent show, a show made by manufacturers and not convention with exhibits like it was before.
All right, so let's talk about, you're giving a presentation this afternoon. It's always full of great information. And those people that can't be there, I'd like to tell them a little bit about what you're going to talk about. Hit a couple of the high points, if you would.
But we are talking about a competitive environment in the ceramic tile market. And this ceramic tile market has always been sort of competitive, but is becoming more competitive now, in part because until 10 years ago, American manufacturers were not so competitive. They're becoming much more competitive, and with the arrival of several Italian companies to set up plants in America. So now the ceramic tile made in America has place in the market, is important, is good, is valued. And not always parity with imports, because the Italians always have superior imports, and even the Italian manufacturers set up company here, they still import something that they cannot manufacture in the United States. But there is definitely a situation in which competition is increasing. There are imports from China, from other countries, from Italy, and there are some people that have to work very hard in keeping their head above water.
Yeah, let's talk about this Tennessee phenomenon. Most people that know the history of the tile market in Italy, there was an area called Sassuolo, and it's where all of the plants kind of got their start, and they share technology, and it was a good place for resources. We're having that phenomenon now. As most people know, Crossville was the first company to come to Tennessee, but since that time, 30 years ago, a lot more companies have come, and in the last couple of years, we've had major announcements. Obviously, Dell Tiles built a plant. We've got Delconca has built a plant. We've got recent news of Atlas Concord building a plant, and now even a Chinese firm was building a plant. So there's a good chance that there's going to be more supply than demand, even though the consumption of ceramic tile has actually been growing rather handsomely, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, about 10% in the past year. 9-10%. Mm-hmm. See, so Tennessee is a phenomenon because ceramic tile is a kind of product that requires raw materials. And raw materials are heavy, sands and the proper material for ceramic tiles. And ceramic tile is made of clay, basically, plus other things. And you have to go where the clay is. You don't want to transport clay 1,000 miles away, which would make your product much more expensive. So that Tennessee is gifted with that kind of product, so people go to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. The same way people started the industry in Italy in Sassuolo because they were proper the clays.
All right, so another phenomenon that I know you're talking about in this presentation, so you have all of this new supply, but you also have new competition. You have look-alike products. You can get an LVT that looks like tile, or even a laminate product that looks like tile. So that's also competing in the marketplace, right?
That's another problem that ceramic tile manufacturers have, because now there is look-alike competition is strong competition. The only thing, there's a big difference. So, because ceramic tile is a product that is much more resistant and is much easier to clean, does not get strained, does not get damaged. And finally, very, very important here, if you have a fire, ceramic tile won't burn and won't release any gases. Mm-hmm. And while anything is done with chemically done, it may not feed a fire, but will burn and release poisonous gases. So that is a consideration that people have to have if they want to be secure in their house.
It's got a great sustainability story. It's waterproof. It's permanent. It actually has many more benefits than the lookalikes. But let's talk a little bit about your number one client and their success. They've actually had some good success. You were telling me a minute ago that the import numbers for Italian tile in area are actually up 19%, right?
In the past 2 months of the year, up 19%, which is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Very good. It's very good. And in part because they have some very new tiles, you know, the large format, very thin tiles are really coming into the market right now in very large quantities. Plus all the innovations that Italians are there, always the best in innovation that coming to the market.
Well, it's innovation like large format and thin tile, but it's also art. I mean, you can look at ceramic tile and say, well, it's a surface. But the really key benefit of tile is it's a form of art. So what you get from Italy, some beautiful product, right?
Is a ceramic tile is a design product, but we should not forget that it's still a surface product. It's not the first product you buy from a place, for a house, for the kitchen, like this. First you buy everything else, and then you decide which surface, which color I want to buy. The advantage of ceramic tile is that you have so much flexibility that you can make any color, any design you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, another key factor, and we should point this out, is this currency valuation. I mean, one of the reasons that we're seeing this uptick in imports is several years ago, it was $1 was €1.45. Now it's almost at parity, which makes Italian tile much more competitive.
Yeah,
right?
Well, now we are about 1.13, and prices of import products from Europe went down by 20%, and they make the product much less expensive in the United States, yes.
Yeah. So, again, this is the first day of the show, and I know you're going to be here till Wednesday. What are some of the key things that you always do when you come to this show?
I come to the show, I just come to see people and renew old friendships and get a feeling of in which direction the market goes.
Well, Donato, it's always great to be with you again. Been talking to Donato Grosser, the principal with D. Grosser & Associates based in New York, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.